for the ECCC only. And we have Dr. Anna Gutierrez. So she has a PsyD from Riverside, California Baptist University in Riverside, in clinical psychology that was granted in December of 23. She has an APA approved internship. She has two references, a self-query. Her program does not appear to be APA accredited, but I went through all the courses and they seem to be present. Dr. Flynn, did you notice any concerns on this application or the courses specifically?
I think that California Baptist is accredited on contingency. I looked that up.
Okay. Did you have any questions?
No other concerns at all.
Okay. Anything you would like to state, Dr. Gutierrez, for the record?
No, nothing.
Okay. So I would approve this case, but we'll do it together, Dr. Gutierrez, because we do have another applicant for this under this category. So would you like to take Dr. Scott, Dr. Flint?
Sure, absolutely. Brandon Scott received his doctorate in psychology from Midwestern University, APA accredited program in September of 23. APA internship with Southwest Behavioral and Health Services and a postdoc at the Phoenix VA. Letter of reference, two of them are in the packet as well as his self-query. I did not see any concerns that I had questions about, Dr. Caterino.
I don't have any concerns. Do you feel there's a conflict there because he's a Midwestern graduate?
No, I was not in an advisement position for either
Okay.
4A2 Scott or 4B4 Cragen.
Okay. So I'd like to make a motion that we approve the request of Dr. Anna Gutierrez and Dr. Brandon Scott to sit for the ECCC only.
Second.
Any
Oh,
session?
sorry.
Okay, right. I'd say any seconds. And then let's take a vote. I say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So this Dr. Gutierrez and Dr. Scott are approved to sit for the ECCC. Next, we have the category B, requesting approval to sit for the ECCC and licensure. And you mentioned that Dr. Shana Townsend is present. Would you like to make any comments, Dr. Townsend, first?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. So she, correct me if I'm wrong, but our records indicate that you graduated from Fielding and with an APA approved school in applied psychology. You had a practicum at the Phoenix VA and an internship at Middle something, Washington, Middle, I don't know. I can't read my writing there. But you had an internship that ended in August 23, and you had practicum hours. So it looked to me like you have the correct number of hours. You have references and self-query form. There was a concern in the past of something that occurred when you were 19 years old. That it turns out to be a slight misdemeanor. Any comments or anything that Dr. Flint or Dr. Townsend want to make on that?
I didn't have any concerns. The documentation was pretty clear at the process that happened.
Anything else, Dr. Townsend, you want to add?
I just wanted to just say that I am sincerely apologetic for things that I did as a teenager. And I hope that we are able to see my growth from that time.
Okay. I had one minor question. See, who was your supervisor at the VA in Phoenix?
Yeah, I'm currently employed as a staff member at the Phoenix VA and PCMHI. And my direct supervisor is Dr. Jeff Streeter. And then I have Dr. Brent Parrish and Dr. Carly Montoya, who are the chiefs for my section. And then Dr. Amanda Catalino is the section leader.
Oh, okay. All right. So they are licensed in Arizona, correct?
All of them are licensed in Arizona, yes. And I believe that I included Dr. Brent Parrish's license. And if you need additional license, I am happy to gather that information for you.
No, I wasn't sure Dr. Moe would look like, but that license was in New York, and so I was questioning that. But
One of
you do
my
need it. Go
my
ahead.
practicing supervisors, Dr. Rebecca Moe, she is licensed in the state of New York. And then all the other practicum supervisors that I've had here in Arizona were licensed in Arizona. And for clarification, I finished my APA internship at the Madison VA. And I just want to make sure that that was clearly documented.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I wasn't sure about Dr. Mo supervised how many hours? Was that?
She supervised in a entire year's worth of hours at the Phoenix VA while I was doing a rotation within their PTSD clinic. I'm happy to look up those hours for you if that is needed right now.
I think I see 774.25. I did have a question if that we can count those hours, Ms. Galvin, because the supervisor was licensed in another state. Do you have any comments, Ms. Galvin?
I'm sorry, did I interrupt someone? My understanding is because of the VA at the federal level, they can be licensed in any one state.
Yes,
Okay,
so
thank
Dr.
you.
Moe was licensed in New York, but she practices here in Arizona, and that is correct. When you're in the VA system, you can actually be licensed in one state and practice throughout the country.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know that, so I wasn't sure. That was my main question I had for you. So if that's okay, then do you have any concerns, Dr. Flint?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you. Would you please? I would approve Dr. Townsend now that I'm aware of that ruling. Or would you like to take Dr. Vanek?
Absolutely. Dr. Vanek graduated from the APA Accredited University of Arizona with a doctor in philosophy in August of 22. He completed an APA internship at Loma Linda and a postdoc at, I believe it's New Mexico VA. I also have a trouble reading my writing in that section.
That's right. I can read that one.
Thank
Yes.
you. There are two letters of reference and a self-query, and his hours exceed what is necessary. I didn't see any other issues in his application file.
No, I did not either, so I would approve Dr. Bannock also. Okay. Would you like to also take Dr. High,
Sure.
Veronica High?
Absolutely. Dr. High is a reapplicant graduating from APA Accredited University of Missouri, St. Louis. She was previously approved to sit for the ECCC and did not meet the pass point at that time of testing. Internship was at the Phoenix VA. And I know you guys would have gone through her file extensively prior to the last approval to sit. I didn't see any details that had changed that would make me concerned about giving her another chance at that test.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Yes. I did have a question. Wait, I did have this, that she lists her title as psychologist, and she's not yet a licensed psychologist. I'm wondering if Ms. Galvin, is that a concern legally?
One who is not licensed as a psychologist should not be using that
Yeah. Well,
title.
she listed all her positions. One says graduate psychologist, and then the next one said position title psychologist at the VA.
Yeah, and that's something that you know, maybe the staff could write to her to caution her about or make a further inquiry. I am not familiar with, you know, the VA allowing their your students to use those titles prior to graduation. That has not something that has come to the attention of the board in the past. So it may just be, you know, an error on her part, but the staff could alert her to be more cautious in the future.
And Madam Chair, it may be that the position title includes the word psychologist. She isn't necessarily representing herself to be a psychologist. So we'll just write to her and you know, make sure she's aware of the definition of psychologists in 322061 and its proper use.
Thank you. Yes, I wondered if that's what the VA calls their person, and that's why I asked, because I'm not as familiar with the VA requirements. So.
Dr. Catarino, I have seen some other colleagues who were under that designation pending passing of the ECCC. So they're hired into the position, but they have X amount of time to pass the ECCC. So I'm not sure that she's able to control the job title, but certainly a friendly reminder of the rules about that is probably prudent. So I agree.
Because we don't know how she presents herself to clients.
Right.
Well, that's why I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's not an issue, then I would let that go. Would you like to take Dr. Craig in, because he's
sure.
from Midwestern, or I?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Levi Cragen received his degree from APA accredited Midwestern University in August of 23. He submitted several different sets of hours that exceeded the amount needed. His APIC internship with Bureau of Prisons, as well as three pre-internship sites. I did note that in his hours at the Midwestern University Clinic, he was slightly short on direct hours according to the requirement. But ironically, when I added the hours taking out Midwestern, he still exceeded the 3,000 hours. So I'm not sure how that's handled when they over-report and the issue is in one of the over reports. So I will ask for your guidance on that. There was two letters of reference, a self query. I didn't see anything other that concerned me other than that the direct hours were just a tad bit short of the calculation needed at that one pre-internship site.
Okay.
Chair, committee members, if I may, historically, and we have a substantive policy statement regarding this, that direct hours can be calculated across multiple pre-internship sites. And so if they are within that, if they are 25% or above with all of the sites, then it passes. It's fine.
Thank you for that.
Okay, I had a question that the prisons seem to be in Colorado. Is that where it was located?
Yes.
So the supervisor looked like they were licensed in Indiana. I'd have to go back. I'd have to go back to that page. Is that true? I just had a note to check where the supervisor appeared to be licensed in another state.
I saw that as well, Dr. Catarino. And I believe, again, at the federal level, this is similar to that VA. If you're licensed in one state of the system, Ms. Galvin, am I understanding that correctly?
But this is prisons.
Federal Bureau.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, so this is all something that hadn't come up for me before. Okay, if that's okay, then I would approve Dr. Craig.
I agree.
Okay. Next one, Michael O'Connor, graduated from LaSalle University in Pennsylvania, and it seems to be an APA program. He has an internship that was a PA with over 2,000 hours, and then a postdoc with 1,500 hours, two recommendations, and a self-query. So I saw no concerns there. What about you?
I agree.
Okay. Want to do Ms. Hansen, Dr. Hansen?
Sure. Dr. Hansen received her Doctor of Psychology degree from APA accredited Wright University, Wright State, in August of 23. She had an APA accredited internship at USC MFP Springfield, quite a mouthful. She also that exceeded the 2,000 hours. She submitted two sets of pre-internship hours that added up to just over 1,400. Two references, her self-query. I didn't see anything that caught my attention of concern in her application.
Yeah, I did not either, but I would approve Dr. Hansen. Then we have Dr. Nohemi Vasquez, who graduated from Walden in November of 22. I went through the courses. I believe he has everything. Did you see any concerns about the courses?
No, I'm just reading my notes quickly. There are a few notes on this. Yeah, I when I went back and cross-referenced, it appeared that she had everything needed.
Okay. Then we have practicum hours of 811 in Idaho. We have an internship from Central Idaho Crisis Center and a postdoc in proactive with another 2,000 hours. The internship was not APA or APA, not APA or APA approved. I did see that the supervisor was a school psychologist, did not seem to be licensed in. There were not two licensed psychologists. I was concerned about that. So deep, but and I don't think she wasn't at a school. She was at a crisis center, so it's not like she was. I still think that in school district you're supposed to have two licensed psychologists also, but in the past maybe they've allowed. Certified school psychologist, but this is not a school site. So I had concerns about this case. What are your thoughts?
I agree that second supervisor, from what I could tell, is actually an LPC, which would not meet the rule of the two licensed. So I did have that concern as well.
So now, what do this is a question that. What do we do about this, Ms. Galvin? I don't know if we can accept this, these hours.
It would probably, excuse me, be appropriate to send a FAIR to see if there are other hours or clarification.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea. Did you have any other things you noticed, Ms. Fox, so that we're missing here, maybe? Because you also look at the application. But
No, Madam Chair, no.
Okay, then I think this, Dr. Vasquez, we have to ask about the supervisor's qualifications. Okay, so this case would not be approved right now, if you agree, Ms. Dr. Flint.
I agree.
Okay. I want to see if there's anything else. Yeah, I looked up, I did particularly look up this Kim Dobson, and they had no degrees listed, but I not was not licensed in the state. I did check that. But Dr. Hulbert, the primary supervisor, was. So we do have one licensed psychologist, but not the second. There are two recommendations. There's a self-query form, but I'm just concerned about that. So
She
we can get a
has
FAIR.
held licenses, and all of them were without action. I just wanted to note that as well.
Were those full licenses?
LPC, she was a counselor intern, then LPC, service extender. I'm not sure exactly what that means. And then LPC in Arizona, again, no actions were listed on any of those queries.
Yeah, but they're not, you know, psychology licensed.
No, no.
Yeah. Okay, so this one we do need more information. Okay, would you like to do Dr. Perkins?
Sure. Dr. Perkins received his Doctor of Psychology in School Psychology in September of 2021. He submitted hours for his internship, which was not, to my knowledge, APA or APIC, at a Paulding County School District. He submitted 1,500 hours. The staff psychologist listed in multiple places asking specifically for psychologist was a person by the name of January Frew, who is an LPC, not a psychologist. So I have some concerns about why those lines were signed when it's very clear that it is requiring a psychologist. There are postdoc hours that were submitted as well. There is a letter in the packet from the applicant that stated 1,500 hours, but what's reported on the form is 1,800. So there's a discrepancy there. Yes. Of the two references that are meant to be from psychologists, one again was from an LPC. They're not both from psychologists. There are two references, but one is not psychologist. The self-query is there. So my main concern was the discrepancy in the hours reporting, as well as, of course, the LPC as the staff psychologist.
Yes, I totally agree. I looked up also at the supervisor, and they're not licensed. And
is it possible... Oh, sorry, Dr. Caterino, is it possible that this is one of those situations where the title school psychologist is getting us or causing confusion, where she's actually designated as a school psychologist, hence she signed as psychologist?
But it says licensed to practice at an independent level.
It does. Yep, you're right.
She is licensed as, I guess, an LPC,
mm-hmm.
but not as a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
A licensed professional counselor, not yeah. psychologist. So yes, I was concerned. And then letter that he included was about the postdoc, which is from supervised by a licensed psychologist. There was not much reference in that letter to the internship. And I don't know if Dr. Perkins thought if he had the postdoc supervised by a licensed psychologist, it would make up for the internship, which is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
So I was concerned about that too. I think that we, you know, we also need a fair, a letter to find out more about this.
Absolutely, I agree.
Okay, next we have Dr. Emily Mohin, if I pronounced correctly, and to Antioch. And graduated in August of 23 with a PsyD in clinical psych. It is an accredited program. She has three internship hours and an internship at the in Wisconsin Mendel Mental Health, which was APA approved, over 2,000 hours. She has postdoc in psychiatric and counseling services in Phoenix, has 399 hours, and two recommendations and a self-query. So everything there seems good, but we do have, you know, an event that happened in 2013, which was reduced to a misdemeanor, I think. So do you have any questions about that?
It appears that she followed through with the required court interventions, and it doesn't appear there's been anything since then. So I don't see any concern moving forward unless there's something that I've missed.
No, I agree, but I just thought we should make note that we noticed that event. Okay, is Dr. Mohan present? Okay, well, I think we would both agree that we would approve Dr. Mohan.
Agree.
Okay, I guess I have to recuse from Dr. Kutzen Chanis because she was a student of mine in Argosy. So I don't know if we even discuss it right now because it would have to be discussed at the board. We don't have to. So just.
Yeah, it should be just straight to the board.
And Madam Chair, Dr. Flint, what we will do, what we typically do, is we'll put it on the board meeting agenda and assign you as the lead to do the substantive review at the board as though you were same one that you would do at ARC.
I'm sorry, I didn't follow that. So could you say again?
So, Dr. Catarino, as you know from, we've tasked you with this, when there's a recusal and so the application can't be heard at ARC, we put it on the board meeting agenda and then the ARC member who didn't recuse is typically assigned to be the lead to do, to lead the substantive review.
Yes.
And I wanted Dr. Flint to be, aware and prepared for that because this, I think, is the first instance, will be the first instance. So
it is.
Anytime the spotlight's on a new board member, they want a heads up, right?
Right, definitely.
Thank you.
It wasn't new to me. So I was like, maybe I'm missing the point. But yes. I was like, oh, I missed something. Okay. So I guess I think it might be my turn to look at Dr. Alyssa Matt's case. And she has
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Chair committee members, please, you may need to do a motion for the exam and licensure application.
Oh, we finished. Oh, sorry. Yes, she's in the next category. Oh, thank you. So I'd like to make a motion that we approve it. I'll list the names of the people to sit for EPPP and licensure. So we would approve everyone but Nohemi Vasquez and Clint Perkins and Heather Kutsungianis at this point. Do I hear a second?
Yes, second, please.
And then we make a motion that that we will discuss Dr. Kutsungianis at the full board meeting. Is that a motion?
So you need to vote on your last motion.
Okay. Yes. Everyone in the, who said, Dr. Flint, what is your vote on those seven?
I agree. Yes.
And I say I also. So that motion is passed. Now, do we need to make a motion for the person we refer to the full board? Is that a motion?
No. No, not necessary.
And the two fair letters also not necessary, correct?
No, we do need to take those.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we send fair letters for Dr. Nohemi Vasquez and Dr. Clint Perkins. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so that group is completed. Next group is those requesting approval for licensure by waiver. And I could take Dr. Alyssa Mates, and she's a graduate of Wayne State. She did an APA internship and postdoc. She has over the number of hours, over 4,000 hours. The only question I have, she was asked to write, provide an individualized postdoc plan, treatment and training plan. And it does not seem very individualized. There are some goals, but it looked to me like it was printed up just, a general plan, not specific for Dr. Mates. I don't know if that's grounds to prevent the waiver, or this was in response to already went for a letter. So what are your thoughts on this?
I agree that it appeared to be kind of a stock document provided maybe as guidance, but there was nothing specific that tied that to goals or objectives for Dr. Mades in specific. I understand she is licensed in Indiana as of February 23, but if I'm understanding correctly, all of these other things still need to be met for our approval, correct? Even though she has a license somewhere else? Okay.
That's what I believe. So we did have a letter sent to the supervisor once, and that was what was provided. But should we try to send another letter? Should we like a more personalized treatment plan? What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Flint?
I think we need to see something about her individualized experience. Otherwise, it wouldn't fit the rule.
Yeah, I agree. So we would, in this case would go back to another fair letter, I guess. Okay. Now, the next case, I'm recused, so we cannot do Roy Cano alone at this time. But that, is that correct? Will you, if we have questions, I guess we can discuss, you would discuss them at the board meeting. Okay. Do you want to do the next case, Dr. Crystal Acton?
I'm sorry, did you want me to do that one? I didn't hear. Okay, thank you.
Yes,
I will.
I'm sorry, I didn't see it. No, I didn't know.
You're fine. Dr. Akbar received her Doctor of Philosophy from California School of Professional Psychology at Alliant University, APA accredited program. The degree was conferred on August 31st, 2021. She presented internship hours from Providence St. John's Healthcare Center, which is APIC and APA accredited, 2,000 hours, postdoc at the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, a 2-year postdoc, 4,000 hours. I did have a concern on this training plan as well, that it was just, again, an outline and really didn't link towards personalized goals for this individual postdoc. There are two references, a self-query. ECPP was passed in January of 2023, licensed in California as a psychologist as of August 2nd, 2023, with no actions. But again, that rule about the training plan doesn't appear to be met based on my review.
Yes, I agree. So we may need to have another letter, fair letter going out about that. Okay.
Agree.
Okay. Would you mind taking Destiny Hoffman too, please?
Sure, absolutely. Dr. Hoffman was a graduate of Marshall University with a Doctor of Psychology as of May 2019, APA accredited program. Passed the ECPP in, I believe it was August of 23. This application was heard at the December 2023 meeting, and there were several requests made. The hours reported include postdoc at Geisinger, I'm probably mispronouncing that, for 1,512 hours. The PhD supervisor was not licensed for 2 years prior to beginning that supervisory relationship, it appears. Internship hours were also submitted. APA Geisinger Health System. There are two references and a self-query, adding the hours she exceeds the 3,000 that are required. However, that supervisor not being licensed is a continued issue. Other than that, I didn't pick up on any other things that were necessarily missing, Madam Chair.
Yes, I have the same concern because there is a note from the supervisor